Hello.
Hi, Lavier. It's Samantha Hayes. How are you?
Good. Give me a second, please.
Sure.
It's who? Hello?
Samantha Hayes from Penguin.
Oh,
We just had a
Samantha.
chat.
Hello. Thank
Yes.
you. Sure. Thank you.
I wanted to call you back to assure you that everything is back on track. Steve Wilson is your new project manager, and there is a huge misunderstanding in terms of the website project. Let me clarify that. Right now, see, we work in stages, okay? There are phases, there are stages. Everything cannot be done at once, okay?
Okay, got
The
it.
process for website is that, first of all, we get the approval on the mock-up. That's the interior of the website. That has nothing to do with the content of it, okay? The first step is getting the layout approved, how it's going to appear, the colors, the theme, the options, the contrast, if there are any images that you need to include or remove, that kind of thing. No one is talking about the content at this point of time. Once you approve the layout or the look and feel of the website, then we assign a task to the content team to provide the content for the website. All right?
Excellent.
Right now, your website is in phase one, which has everything to do with the layout of the interior of the website, the options available, the color theme, how user-friendly is your website. All of that is being worked on right now, okay? And the link that you received, it's for that only. So if you are looking at or focusing on the content in that link, that's not going to help because we haven't worked on the content yet, right? There will be issues, there will be dummy content included, there will be some places where the content is not up to the mark or not proofread. That's because the website developer has worked on the template of the website only at this point of time. Second phase is going to be the content. So before we incorporate the content on the website, we will be sending that file to you in a Word document in order for you to approve the
Excellent.
content that is going to run on the website, okay? So that's phase two. You with me?
Okay. Yes, got it. Got
All
it.
right. So right now,
That makes a lot of sense, and that's what
okay.
I was hoping, and it sort of made sense to me. I tried to explain that to the professor, but I wasn't sure about it, and nothing said that. That first was like the template and then the content.
Yes.
But then, since he's insisted several times on the content and that has not changed, then he was very frustrated, very.
I
And
understand.
then I do I now that there's a vocabulary on this, I will be able to tell him that.
Yes.
Now we
If you want
yes.
me to speak to him and clarify that, I can do that too. I have
No,
no
no,
problem
no.
doing it.
No, he trusts me on everything I
Okay.
tell him, and he's fine with that. Now, regarding the layout, there was a second option that probably Ella sent that was bluish or purplish. I think it was bluish, and it looked very beautiful too. The reason I had chosen red was that epilepsy's color, like the epilepsy website of. Yeah, is red and orange, and that's why I had asked for red. And another book of epilepsy is red, but I am liking the color of blue. It is the other option that Ella sent was really pretty too, and it actually looks better. So I
You
did
will
like that one more.
Yes, so you will need to work, maybe sit down with Daniel and decide
Okay.
which mock-up you would like to move forward with, okay? Once you
Okay.
confirm
Okay.
either it's going to be version one or version two, the team will
Okay.
start to develop the content according to the version that you select, okay?
And that I will decide myself, because the problem with Daniel is he doesn't see the template. He just
Right.
sees the content. At that
Right.
age, he, as a professor, he doesn't see them. He doesn't see that. All he sees is a phrase, and all he sees is, that's wrong, that's wrong.
Right.
So he does not see anything except that. And she doesn't want to see anything until it's done. Okay.
Yeah, then let's share the website with him once it has been finalized. You know, meanwhile, you and Steve can work on having this finalized through the phases. At least move it past the second phase. That way, when once you show him the website, there won't be any issues with the content. And he's not going to get fixated with the content itself, because that's going to be all fixed and sorted at that point in time. Okay?
Good. So I can be in touch with, is it Steve or whoever's going to work with me?
Steve and will call you
there's
today.
A lot of grammar. Yeah.
Yes. Steve will call you today to straighten this out, and then you can take things further with him, okay?
Okay. Yeah, and I definitely did understand that there was a little bit of, we're working on steps and stages. I could see that. I definitely saw
sort
that.
Sort of like a communication gap, you can say, a misunderstanding, because, see, it's like clockwork for us, you know, step one, step two, step three, step four. But understanding from your perspective, it's not going to be the same because it's your first time working with us, right? You cannot be familiar with the process overall. So all I'm trying to do is align your thoughts with our process so we can come up with something really good, you know, make things work together.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I got it.
Perfect. All right, so I wanted to inform you of this. The next thing that I'm going to do is that I'll inform Steve regarding the conversation we had. I will notify him on the website as well, and he will call you to discuss the templates, okay?
Excellent. Thank you very much.
No worries at all.
I'll
Thank you so much for
your
time.
Call.
Yes. One more thing before I let you go.
Yes.
Can you please take down my personal cell phone number? So just in case if you face any concerns or issues, you can drop me a text directly.
Oh, you want me to write it down or to take it out?
No. I want you to write it down somewhere so you have my cell phone number.
Oh, okay. Oh, let me write it down then.
Yeah.
Let's give me 1 second because actually I have not saved any number yet.
Okay.
So let me write it down then. Okay, got it. Is it this one?
No. You ready?
Okay.
Should I provide it to you?
I'm ready. Yes, yes, I'm ready.
All right, that's going to be 408.
Okay.
689.
Okay.
6899.
Okay, 408, then 96899. I'm missing one number.
Let me repeat that. 408-689.
Okay.
6899.
Oh, okay. 408-689-6899.
You got it. This number is available on texting, just in case if you face any issues, any sort of confusion whatsoever, you need to call me, okay? Or drop me a message. This is my direct line.
Okay, so Samantha, anything with any concern or anything, I would send you a text directly to you.
Yes, sounds good. I'm just giving this to you just in case if you call the main line. I'm talking to you from the main line, the office number, okay? Just in case sometimes I'm not available at my station, so you can leave me a message and I'll get back to you.
Okay. Excellent, Samantha. Thank you very much.
No worries.
And it's been
Thank
a pleasure
you so much.
Working with this company.
Yes,
thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Take good care of yourself, and I'll let Steve know. He'll call you back.
Okay, thank you very much. We're in touch.
All right, take care. Bye.